Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
What's up?
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Or Thursday for us.
Thursday for us, but I would like to fast forward to Monday because I will be finished moving on Monday, God willing.
Oh, good for you. Don't you wish you could kind of just erase that actual moving day where the movers come and all that, and then it's, you know, you get in a fight with your husband and you yell at each other a little bit, and then you're finally moved in. Then comes Monday and you're happy.
Yeah, I would love that.
Fast forward that.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we're getting ready for the Thanksgiving.
Oh, I know.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I know. Of course not. No, because I'm moving. But something funny did kind of happen. So I've been DoorDashing a lot of food lately because we're so busy with moving. And this DoorDash driver came to my house and I liked him right away because I knew he was coming because he was playing like Michael Jackson, like so loud. It was like Human Nature.
Oh, okay.
I was like, okay. I was like, you're feeling my vibe. It's about tequila o'clock. Keeping it mellow. Okay. So I hear him coming like a mile away. So it gives me plenty of time to put my dog out so I can answer the door. And I look out to check out his car and it's covered in like, he's written in like shoe polish all over it. And it says like buried alive. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
What?
He's like Ryan Ferguson's dad. He's got a case for me.
Did he?
No. He's like got all this stuff about, you know, like check it out website. No, he's selling a book. It's like a spiritual book or something.
Oh.
But so then I still was like, I chatted with him for a while about it. And I tried looking up the book and, you know, that's a common book name. It's really common. So I feel kind of bad for him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you're going to sell it, dude. You need to maybe change that name.
He's definitely not selling it. You know who else is not selling it for me? Did you see that Casey Anthony is doing some sort of tell-all?
Yeah.
I'm real pissed about it, actually.
You and Nancy Grace, man, she is right pissed.
Oh, she is. Yeah. See, I,
oh, yeah.
That's why we get Nancy Grace, because I am right pissed also. And although I will probably watch it, I'm not going to be happy about it.
I was just going to say. Research purposes. Even though we don't do children and we'll never do that case. But, you know, Nancy's pissed. Nancy says that they talked to her about going on it. And she said,
hell to the no.
I think so.
Yeah.
Hell to the no.
Because you can't.
Well, oh, because they said she was not going to be able to interrogate Casey. And she's like, oh, no, if you won't let me ask her questions, I'm not talking to you if you don't let me talk to her.
Well.
So I kind of like that about Nancy. I mean, she's such a little spiffy.
Yeah, she really is. Okay.
All right. We should get to
it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. We are headed east this week, Gretchy, to a small town called Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Not to be confused with Elizabethtown, which I did at first. I did a whole bunch of research on Elizabethtown, and then I figured out it was Elizabeth City. Also both in North Carolina. I guess they like the name Elizabeth.
Okay.
Elizabeth City is much bigger than Elizabethtown, but it's still not that big. Only has about 18,000 people. This town is really freaking cute. Okay. I know, Gretchy, you would love it. It sits on the ocean and you get a house kind of inland for a few $100,000 and on the water with a dock and everything for about $700K. And
okay. That's not bad.
It's not bad. A house with a dock on the water. It's Seems...
Listen, I just read Giselle, she bought the house next door to Tom Brady.
She did?
On the water with a dock. Yeah.
Right now.
Right now.
Probably for 20
11.4.
Well, half of that. Okay. Still a lot of...
I'm sure she's going to do that money, that much money in renovations, though, because she's going to try and keep up with him. Oh. She's going to be like, okay, let's show you kids who's got the more fun
for
house.
For sure.
Not yo daddy.
Hey, so I guess he won, right? Last week or this week for football?
Oh, I don't even know.
Yes. And so I saw this funny meme that was like his Twitter feed, and it was like, guess what makes, you know, turns us around? And then it's like divorce. It was pretty funny.
Whatever.
Because he was getting like not doing well in football. And then,
right,
you know, break up,
now he's doing
do
better. Okay.
That's all he has to worry about now.
Okay.
So anyways, these houses real cute, like New England style. They got porches, you know, the type.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Probably a lot like Giselle's. So back in 2018, there was a lovely couple named Milton and Angel Sawyer.
Okay.
These two were like the Brady Bunch, two divorcees with a bunch of kids in between the two of them. Angel had four kids when she met Milton back in 2011. She was 38 years old, and she was on her way to be a divorcee. Not quite had the paperwork signed yet. When she saw Milton, he was taking a liking to her. He was also divorcee, three kids, and she was into him. Milton was 10 years older than Angel and owned a business, had a great personality, and seemed just perfect. Milton was one of those guys that everyone knew. He grew up in Elizabeth City and just made his way around town, always talking to anyone and everyone. Like I said, he was a business owner. He owned a shop in town called Treasure Hunters, which was an antique and collectibles shop. I could see going into some place like that.
I do like going into places like that, but I have a different idea of the Milton now, because I already thought the name Milton was not sexy, and I've never found myself attracted to one of those treasure hunter like shop owners.
You know, I think you might be attracted to Milton. He's not the... He's not the... I would not be attracted to Milton.
Okay.
But he's kind of like that guy that everybody wants to know type. I don't know. I mean.
He's got some mojo. He's got something working for
him.
And he knows a lot about, you know.
Old stuff.
Old stuff. Americana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe.
Yeah. So Angel and Milton married pretty quickly after she got divorced in 2012. I mean, she wasn't messing around. Especially with four kids. That's a lot of kids to have to get remarried and find somebody to, you know, want to integrate.
Yeah, take that on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These two look like they were the perfectly married couple. Angel was real pretty lady, and she knew it, which I think bothered her in-laws at times. They claim that she thought she was the bee's knees when it came to the beauty department. And she was attractive. She was no disco biscuit, in my opinion, but I think Milton thought she was.
That's all that counts.
Yeah. And, you know, she wasn't even 40 yet, so she had that going for her, you know? Mm-hmm. She had no wrinkles. She still could probably eat and drink a lot.
Yeah, I got a good look at myself in the car today. And, you know, I've got, like, jowls or something going on underneath my chin. That definitely does not happen until after 40.
It doesn't happen until after 40, but I swear it starts going down quick.
It starts falling.
Yeah.
And then I had the mustache. I got that angle. Came home, got out my tinkle razor. My husband's working from home too. And I was like, oh shit, I'm going to cut myself if he catches me.
Don't do that. You got to just do it real quick.
She can't shave in front of the man. That is like not sexy.
Well, my husband was like, you got a lot of peach fuzz on your face right now. And I was like, oh, shoot. I'll get that out too.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know why. Weird. Just all of a sudden came on. So during their marriage, these two, they went on vacations. They went to sporting games. They worked at the shop together. And actually, Angel put a woman's touch to the shop, organizing it, you know, which Milton really appreciated because people said it looked much better once Angel stepped into Milton's life. On the night of August 1st, 2018, these two were kid free at last for one night. I mean, what, they had 7 kids between the two of them, and they had 2 last teenagers living in the house. So these two teens were at a friend's house, and the two lovebirds, Milton and Angel, were watching some late night television. When Angel got up for a snack sometime after midnight, which now is August 2nd, okay, the early mornings of August 2nd, and Angel was confronted by a masked gunman. He ordered Angel to get on the ground and started ransacking the house. He immediately took Milton into the bathroom, tied him up, and pistol whipped Angel to the point where she was so disoriented, she didn't know what time it was or what time it was when she came to. By the time Angel figured out where she was and what was going on, the masked man was gone. Her house was trashed and Milton was lying lifeless. She was able to break free from her restraints. And when she tried to wake Milton, he was gone. He was too heavy for her to turn over and perform any life-saving measures, so she freaked the F out. She went to get her cell phone, but she had left it in her car that night, which was locked, and the intruder had stolen her keys. She ran to a few neighbors' houses, knocking on the door, but you can imagine it's like real late at night. So nobody's answering until she goes to her neighbors, and he finally answered. She was crying and begging for help. This man, he calls 911.
911 location emergency.
My next door neighbor just came and knocked on my door. When I went to the door, she is crying and she says she thinks her husband is dead.
All right, and what makes it she think that he is deceased?
She says she can't get him to wake up. She's got blood on her face where he hit her with the gun.
Where's the other guy at right now?
Where's the other guy at?
So it's just like, hey, my neighbor is here. She's screaming. She says her husband's dead and somebody broke in their house. Okay. When police got there, they see they have a home invasion with a homicide on their hands. And it looked like this robber just entered through the back door with a key. Angel informed them that they leave a key on their back table for any of the kids if they need to get in. Like if they lose their key, I guess.
I was going to say, I'm kind of surprised they even lock it. I mean, it doesn't sound like a big town.
Okay, so I thought the same thing. That's what I was going to say. Like, why would you even lock your door then? If you're going to just leave
you
a key
so
there.
People coming and going. Yeah. But okay.
I mean, nowadays, and maybe not in 2018, but you got the keypad with the number system now. So you don't even need a key anymore.
Let me tell you how grown up I am now. Buying a Ring cam for this house.
Good job. You totally should.
Yeah, I'm real excited about it.
Great.
Just try and take my shit, porch pirates.
Right? You can.
I'm investigate you
You
now.
Can even talk to them while they're there. You could be like, don't steal my shit. I'm
That's
watching
right.
you. So the key was sitting there when the investigators got there. So they were like, bam, hopefully there's some DNA or some fingerprints on this. So they collected it right away. Angel was rushed to the hospital as she had a head injury that needed tending to. And she was an emotional wreck. Even when they were giving her the CT scan to like check her neck and all the stuff, she was just crying out for Milton, even though she knew Milton was long gone. Police were very interested in who the Sawyers were and what exactly Milton did. Like, was his treasure shop more like a pawn shop? And I actually think it may have started to get closer to that as money was tight for the Sawyers. And Milton did buy and sell gold and buy things that he thought were going to be of good value and possibly had some run-ins with some people that were not so savory folk.
Will a lot of robbers be taking their stuff to the pawn shop?
That is true. They do take their stuff to the pawn shop. That's what I'm saying. Like, he was a collectible guy, antiques, but I think when you kind of get desperate for money, you start taking in.
Well, maybe you are desperate for money and then you want your stuff back. I would worry about that too.
What do you mean?
Well, like, say like you have a drug problem or something and you're like, I'm going to sell this gold heirloom watch or something so I can get my drugs. And then you're going to get high and be like, maybe I need to go kick that guy's ass and get my gold heirloom back.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. And I think that's what the investigators thought, right? Because I think a lot of these people were selling their stuff for drug money.
Yeah.
So when they questioned Angel about Milton and their relationship and who they saw that day, Angel had a lot to say. First, she said her and her husband were thick as thieves. They loved each other to pieces. And they made love day and night every single day.
Puke.
To which I say, fake news.
Fake news. Not with seven kids in the house, you didn't.
Well, she only had two by that time, but still. I don't care if you have zero kids in the house.
Day and night. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, Angel.
With a Milton? Sorry. No.
But she did offer a very big clue. Milton had bought a TV from some dude. He had a passed with, like they had some dealings at the antique shop. And this guy seemed to be a bit shady. Angel said he and his girlfriend that day came in, gave her a weird vibe, sold Milton a TV and went on their way. Well, police knew this cat right away. His name was common in the arrest world in Elizabeth City, and committing crime was his jam. So they went straight away to see what was up. Well, turns out this dynamic duo was actually already locked up for another situation they got themselves in, dealing some drugs.
Oh.
So, Gretchen, you're on it.
I am on it.
So both of the people involved admitted to selling Milton this TV, using the money for some illegal substances. But they were adamant that they did not kill Milton. They both did have an alibi, phone records, and such to prove that they were not the robbers or the murderers of Milton. So then who could it be?
Who could it be now?
Well, Milton did have a few conversations with some people about thinking his wife was having an affair with her.
So they definitely not day and night, Angel. Don't be having time to have an affair and put out that much.
Oh my gosh, that is what I was going to say. He thought she was having an affair with her physical therapist. And what I said was, if you're having it two times a day, plus with this Sancho, he'd be really raw.
Yeah.
I don't think so. So Milton had told his brother that he noticed Angel not wearing her usual sweats to physical therapy. She was taking nice long showers before heading there and dolling her face up a little too much, as my grandparents would say.
Hmm. Okay.
So they questioned Angel on this physical therapist. Angel said, yes, she was seeing a physical therapist for a while after a car accident she had been in, but she was no longer going to him. And there was no way there was any infidelity with this dude. She was happily married. She did say Milton was really jealous of this guy and would. So she was like, I'd rather be in pain than ruin our marriage over this jealousy. So she stopped going to see this guy.
Tragic.
She even mentioned one time that they were at the beach and this physical therapist showed up at the same beach with his wife and kids. And Milton got so angry with him and even confronted the guy. And she was like, Milton, sex pot husband, no need to get weird. It's just coincidence.
Oh my God, that's embarrassing. Yeah. Although my husband is Jelly Belly. I have the excuse to like put on, I mean, I can wear makeup. He's not like crazy, but I never do. Right. But my excuse now is like, oh, Tab wants to record me.
Yeah.
But if I so much as comb my hair, he's like, where are you going?
Right. And if you were putting on the makeup for physical therapy, he might think twice. So all this talk about the physical therapist did pique the interest of the police. So they take themselves right over to the physical therapist's house, which his name is Isaac Melcher. And they question him about Angel and Milton and if he had anything to do with this murder. They show up to Isaac's and Isaac says, yes, I know Angel. She was a patient of mine. I have no idea what happened to her husband and I'm going through my own divorce. So I don't have time for this business. And they say, okay, you know, can we like see your phone records? Can we like check out your phone? Maybe you can do that for us. And he says, well, actually, I spilled some water on it last night, which also happened to be the night of the murders. So I don't have my phone any longer. Which could be a weird coincidence. Or it could be suspicious.
Could be.
Back at the crime scene, you know, they are dusting for prints, trying to get any clues. They're very hopeful that this key has some fingerprints, something left behind. And back at the Sawyer home, Angel is preparing a funeral for her husband. And let me tell you, Milton had a lot of friends. His obituary page is filled with so many lovely notes from people he knew along the way. Notes on how sorry they were for Angel and the kids. And do you ever go on these with like the victims when you're researching?
What do you mean?
Like their obituary page.
When I'm researching it, I go to like legacy.com and stuff. You can see like, you know, some kind of obituary or I find it in the local paper. Yeah, that's how I get a lot of people's names.
Okay. And do you ever read?
Or find out? Here's a little trick.
What?
You find out where a lot of people are because maybe sometimes people want to be off the radar, but when their grandma dies, they don't think about the fact that their name is going to be published.
Oh,
so then I know what town you live in.
That's true.
I'm cool though. I don't like out you. I just know for my own specific trolling, you know. But I do find a lot of people through obituaries.
Yes, I know I do too. But this one in particular, I mean, because I do read also the comments on them. Because if you actually get, sometimes you just get like an obituary that's not their real obituary. When you really get their real one, you often see what people say and their friends and their family or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this one I found was like all the people right when it happened, you know, wrote like, I'm so sorry. I knew Milton in high school. I, you know, went to his shop all the time. I mean, it was really heartfelt. Like this guy was people loved this guy. Okay. The other thing I saw was the video that they made for his life that they showed at his funeral. Which was really sad because it's like it's from when Milton was a kid to him kissing his kids on their graduation day to lots and lots of memories with Angel. So I'm pretty sure she is the one that put this together. And the chronological order that she did it in was not very good either, but, you know, not giving her a lot of credit.
Any of his first wife?
There was one of a woman that could have been his first wife, but knowing how narcissistic Angel was, I doubt it was her. Maybe it was his sister or something.
I feel like it's appropriate to put the first wife in.
Of course it is. It's like a life of, you know, when my husband did my 40th birthday video for me, he reached out to two of my ex-boyfriends that were really close to me, you know, for years and had them do videos and one of them did and one of them didn't.
Okay. Yeah. That is a true story. Mm-hmm. That is extra though. I mean, I think it's cool that he did it, but I don't think that's necessary to get the X's for the 40th birthday video.
No, but it was really nice.
I don't think it's a qualifier, but when you die, yeah, they are obligated on the knock on their doors.
Well, you can get the one that didn't do it for the 40th birthday, okay?
Oh, you bet your ass I'm knocking on his door.
He better be dead before me, by the way.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. So I feel like Milton's life was cut really short. He was only 55 when he died. And I'm telling you, like, I think he had a lot of fun. So I would have liked for him to have more fun.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language. So I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences. And then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Okay, let's talk about the big O, listeners. Obesity. 4 in 10 Americans struggle with it, so there should be no shame in the weight game. RO Row provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. Row Body Program members have support throughout the process. Row helps handle all of the insurance paperwork to help get the medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up from the comfort of your own home. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink. Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off. Hello, listeners. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers online therapy, which is something I have personally benefited from and believe in. We all have life stresses that can be overwhelming. For me, it has been a game changer to have an online therapist who helps me navigate and reflect on life. I have had to work on setting healthy boundaries and my tendency to internalize, well, everything. It is heavy business, but I can't tell you enough how freeing it is to work through it. And personally, I find it easier to be open while talking things through from the comfort of my couch. It's so convenient. Online therapy for me has really meant becoming a better version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/clink today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/clink.
Shortly after the funeral, police noticed that Isaac skipped town to go to Oregon to supposedly visit his mama. This also was a red flag by investigators because they were like, we're in the middle of like a murder investigation. However, I'm like, dude, if the guy didn't do it, like, who cares? Like, he's living his life, right? But they thought it was a red flag. And I guess it was, because just days later, the investigators get a call from Oregon. A friend of Isaac's, and actually his mentor, said that Isaac flew to Oregon to confess that he just killed his mistress's husband. This guy said he knew Isaac when Isaac was young. He was his youth pastor, and Isaac kind of came from a, I don't know, like not the straight and narrow family. And so he was going down the wrong path. So this guy took him under his wing, showed him the way of the Lord, and directed Isaac to who he was today, which was the successful business guy running a physical therapy office. He couldn't believe what he was hearing from Isaac, this family man who went to church. Like, Isaac went to church every single Sunday.
So what?
So what?
So what?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you wouldn't think, you know, if you're following the commandments, you're not going to kill somebody.
Jerry Falwell Jr.
Which is on our Patreon episode. Somebody just sent that to us.
Yeah, we did. Somebody just sent that to us. And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't know your name right now, whoever messaged us that. But I did text Tab. Yeah, I already did this, but I really like this person because they get me. Because those, like, pastor, however you say
pastor.
It. Pastor. Those people that go wrong, those are my favorites.
They are your favorites to do.
I love a church hypocrisy.
Yeah. Well, that's what,
so keep them coming, people.
We did it on Patreon, so check that out. If you guys want more crimes like that, go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime, or you can Go to Apple now.
One of our first crimes, the one in Rome, Georgia.
Rome, Georgia. All right. So back to Isaac, who is also a church-going family man, did a real bad thing. And he couldn't keep a secret. So, and you know, this guy, he couldn't keep a secret either. He went to the police immediately to out his friend. And then the police immediately go to Oregon to get this guy mic'd up to have Isaac confess over the phone.
Okay. I like it.
I do like it. And the guy...
I like all of it. I like that the guy is turning him in. I like that they're flying across the country. I like all
that. I knew you would like that the guy was turning him in. I think the guy felt a lot of guilt for turning him in. And even more guilt for miking up. But at the end of the day, he knew that was like the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to do that.
You're going to do that?
Full disclosure. Yeah. If anybody confesses to murder to me, I'm not going to be an accessory. Nope.
I don't know if you would.
Don't be telling me.
If I told you, you would tell anybody. Maybe you would. But I think you're a better friend than that.
I don't think you would kill
anybody. I wouldn't. I would never. I would actually turn myself in. My next case I'm doing, this poor woman just like spilled her guts in the police station. And the whole time I'm like, just ask for an attorney. Stop talking.
Oh my God. It's the worst.
Stop talking. So after hearing from Isaac on the phone call with his friend, and from the friend himself, the investigators thought, you know what? Isaac was not acting alone. Isaac actually was doing this for Angel. So week after week, she would go and like be like, hey, you know, my husband, he's just this asshole, blah, 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 right? And then one week, she decides she wants to like take it down to Chinatown with Isaac. So when she's supposed to remove her top and then come back and be under the sheet, she removes it all and doesn't get under the sheet. And at that point, Isaac said he couldn't resist. He started the sexcapade with her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the sexcapade turned into like an actual love affair. And when he kept hearing that Angel couldn't leave her husband because he was so psychologically abusive to her and she feared for her life, Isaac knew the only way to save Angel was to kill Milton.
Yeah. You kind of hear about that, right? Like this, I don't know what it is. It's like sociopath women or whatever, but they do seem to find a way to play on that.
Damsel in distress.
The kind of guy that's like, I've got to be the hero. I've got to save you. And then they get them to be killing for them.
Yes. So this was a master plan. It was not a robbery gone wrong, and it wasn't the pawn shop guy selling the drugs. So the investigators...
I thought the pistol whipping sounded suspicious because who gets pistol whipped?
I think a lot of people get pistol whipped, actually.
I don't think so. That's extra.
Hello. It wouldn't even be a...
That's like what they do in the movies.
It wouldn't even be a term if it didn't actually happen. What do you think?
Well, if you're in there to be killing someone, you're not like whipping them around.
And if you already killed one, why wouldn't you just kill both?
Yeah.
The investigators fly back to North Carolina and they arrest both Isaac and Angel. They're on to Angel, but she isn't having any of it. She said, I do not know why Isaac came to my house that night. She says Isaac was obsessed with her. And in fact, she says, I only had sex with him twice. Maybe three times, she said, by the end of the interview. She said eventually she did figure out that it was Isaac in the mask robbing the house, but she had absolutely nothing to do with Isaac's psycho behavior. At the time, Isaac was trying to protect Angel and not saying much at all. So while the two were in jail, the investigators let them talk to each other. You know, that's like one way to try to get them to say something. She would tell him to look up scriptures from the Bible, which looked at it. It was basically taking the blame for love. So she wanted Isaac to take the fall for her. And I think he was going for it until the investigators played her interrogation videos back to Isaac. And he got to hear her speak about how he was obsessed with her and she didn't care about him, and how it was all Isaac and she loved her husband so much. I mean, they're doing it twice a day. And how her husband was a good man, et cetera, et cetera. And that is when Isaac came to his senses and told them everything. Mm-hmm. He also decided that he would plead guilty and tell the story to the prosecution at her trial.
Smart, and Isaac.
It is very smart, because Isaac got a lesser sentence of 20 to 25 years and only a second degree murder charge. And here is what he had to say at the trial. So Angel, like I said, told him all these lies about how awful Milton was and how she wanted out of the marriage. But what she told him was that he would kill both of them if she ever left Milton. So they devised a plan of drugging Milton's beer at night to take him out on an overdose of prescription drugs, like an accidental death. Angel did a run of it, but it didn't work. Milton ended up sleeping a whole day and had no idea why he felt so weird. Milton, by the way, is a really big man, so I'm sure it would take a lot of prescription drugs, probably enough to know that your beer tastes freaking real weird.
Yeah.
So then the armed robbery came up. Make it look like one of his shady clients wanted to rob him. The two kids were out of the house, so it worked. Isaac would enter the house, kill Milton, which he did. He then took off his mask and Angel told him to hit her so she looked messed up. He said he couldn't hit her hard enough, so she pounded her own head on the counter drawer and drew blood.
That's psycho. That's some Sherry Papini.
I know. It's,
you know, she did so, that, banged herself up against the bathroom.
Yes, it's like the same thing. It's so psycho.
Oh, she did the same thing, by the way. I knew this rang a bell.
What?
Sherry Papini, you know, she told that ex-boyfriend that she was living with in Costa Mesa while she was, you know, pretending to be kidnapped, that her husband was abusing her.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, she was playing the damsel in distress too. Yes. Mm-hmm. So then they ransacked the house to make it look like a robbery, and he slipped out, throwing everything away along the way, meticulously making sure there were no marks left behind. Angel didn't really have a great defense. They claimed that he was lying to get a lesser sentence, but, you know, he wasn't lying, and the jury didn't buy it. So they sentenced Angel Sawyer to life in prison. And by the way, prison does not look good on Angel. She fancied herself a sex pot, but after just a little time in the clink, her sex appeal definitely diminished. Because she had the blonde hair. You know, got to keep up those highlights.
You got to keep up with the blonde hair. Yeah. Oh my God, mine is so bad right now. I go next Friday.
Everybody can see it on YouTube, by the way. Because this will be up on YouTube on Thursday. And if you haven't checked out our YouTube channel, please do and subscribe. It's HWTC. That stands for Housewives of True Crime. HWTC. And as for Isaac, he is behind bars until 2038. And by the way, he's only 42 years old. So he was 38 when he committed this crime. Milton's family is not stoked that he will eventually be released, but they also understand that that was the way to get Angel behind bars. So rest easy, Milton. I bet there's...
Listen, I'm not giving Isaac a pass because, I mean, be rational. Find another way. That's like some egotistical shit. Like, I've got to be the hero. I've got to step in and kill this guy. And then to actually kill him, I mean... kill him via the way he did, not just overdose him with the beer. I mean, that's terrible too, but I mean, that's extra.
Dude, and by the way, it's like you had your own family, Isaac, kid and all. Yeah.
Terrible, selfish, awful. But I could have told you that Angel would do more time than him, because we love to see a scorned, manipulative lady go down.
Do we?
We just do. They, I mean, there's a show called Snapped. I mean, we're fascinated with them, you know.
I think we are fascinated with lady killers. I'm fascinated with lady killers because I think it takes a lot to like
calculate, yes. follow through. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy ass shit to me. Mm-hmm. And
that's why we do this podcast, I think.
And poor Milton, like, what the hell? Just divorce his ass. They said the investigators say that they think she just did not want another divorce on her record because it wasn't like he even had life insurance that she was collecting.
You know, she's the type that what I get is she's the type that needs the constant, the drama all the time. And Milton probably wasn't giving it to mm-hmm. her. He probably put his dishes in the fucking dishwasher and everything. I mean, he's given her nothing to work with.
You're probably right.
And she's like, and so she's like, I gotta go mix it up with this other guy. Create some drama. You know, some people.
You think that's what it is, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. All righty. Well, that's a wop for today.
Okay.
Please, guys, follow us on all the social TikTok. We're on TikTok, Housewives of True Crime. And Instagram, and then we have our private Facebook group called Housewives of True Crime Group, where we do interact with you. And if you want more of us, subscribe to our bonus content on Apple or Patreon. And that's where we give one bonus crime a month. And Gretchen just did her bonus crime last Thursday, and it's a good one on a cult. And check it out. And I think that's all for today. If you haven't rated and reviewed us, please do. And if you want to give us an early Christmas present, tell your friends about us.
Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. We still have like a week and a half for Thanksgiving, I think. But anyways, clink, clink.
Clink, clink.